Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning. This is, as we've already mentioned, this is the International Mastermind Association, and this morning we are going to continue our walk through or discussing the best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich. This morning we're going to begin Chapter 4, Auto-Suggestion, the Medium for Influencing the Subconscious Mind, and the Third Step to Riches. We have with us this morning the Palm Beach Life Planners Mastermind Group. We have with us this morning Ann McNeil. I am a founder, speaker, author, and business coach. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Sharon, and good morning to our listeners. I am the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And my target market are women who are entrepreneurial and professionals. We help them to get greater clarity in their highest income-producing areas of their life and business.
Very good. Thank you, Ann. We also have with us this morning Betty Knighton. Betty is a spiritual coach, and she also owns several businesses. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning. I'm Betty Knighton, CEO of Emerge Publishing Group, and we help people who want to publish a book. We teach them how, because everybody has a story to tell or information to share.
Well, that's wonderful. And we have as myself, Sharon Jackson, who is going to be your moderator this morning. I am also a consultant. I am also a speaker. And as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about auto-suggestion. Last week, we finished up the chapter on faith. You know, faith that can take you to a higher level. You know, faith that can take away all limitations on life. And now we're going to go to the next step, auto-suggestion, which is...
Sharon.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. But before we go to auto-suggestion, can I just go back a couple of weeks and sort of lay a foundation? Because we are talking about steps to riches, and auto-suggestion is actually the third step. But can I just briefly mention the first step and the second step?
Absolutely.
The steps to riches start with desire. And we know that desire is a deep yearning. You know, you have a burning desire to be, to do, to have. And that's the starting point. And it's not an accident that Napoleon Hill listed desire as the first of 13 steps to riches. Now, a lot of people wish for money. That's not the only riches. And wishing does not bring riches. But desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession, then planning definite ways and means to achieve those wishes and backing them up with persistence, that's what brings riches. And the six steps that make up the chief definite purpose stems from desire. And then we move into the second step to achieve riches, and that's faith. That's what we covered last week. So the first step of desire has to be backed up with faith. Desire alone is not enough. The word says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we understand that faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmations, and that's the reason positive affirmations are such an important part of our mastermind process. When we do affirmation, we've given orders to our subconscious mind, and that helps to develop our faith. So we have to remember that the subconscious mind can't distinguish between positive or negative, or good or bad. Whatever we feed it, it accepts. And that takes us into the third step to riches, auto-suggestion. To just start off auto-suggestion, it's the same as self-suggestion. And no matter if it's positive or negative, it can enter the subconscious mind. I mean, it can't enter the subconscious mind without the aid of the principle of auto-suggestion. You know, unless you have a little flash of genius, a little flash of inspiration. So that is important for us to remember. Now, my last statement is we can absolutely control the material which enters our subconscious mind.
Very good. I guess your whole point is we're designed to be great, not just to be good and not to be mediocre. We desire to reach our highest potential and to elevate our higher self. And did you have any other points that you wanted to add to that? That was very good. Thank you very much for laying that foundation, Betty.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, Sharon. And along the same lines, we talked about riches and desire. It's amazing how many of us focus on the financial side of riches, but in Napoleon Hill's book, he talks about the 12 types of enduring riches. And when you think about the fact that everybody desires to be rich, but do we really know what constitutes riches, really, really true riches? And the 12 enduring riches in the order that he gives them, number one, he talks about the fact that a positive mental attitude is the first type of riches. The second is to have a sound physical health. Third is having harmony in all your human relations. Fourth, having the freedom from fear. Number five, the hope of future achievement. Number six, the capacity of applied faith. Number seven, the willingness to share your blessings with others. Number eight, a labor of love, something that you really enjoy doing that you would do for free and make a living at it. Number nine, to have an open mind on all subjects and all people, no matter who and what they are. Number 10, to have self-discipline. Number 11, the wisdom to understand people. And number 12, to have financial security. And so as we lay the foundation for auto-suggestion and we think about the enduring riches, and then we think about what Betty talked about, the steps to riches and how they're all interrelated and all connected, this really is the success system that never fails. And, you know, when you think about these riches really start with the state of mind, and that's why the positive mental attitude is so very important. But it all really also starts foundationally with us having a definiteness of purpose and really, really sharing, knowing what do you want? What do I want? What does Betty want? Our listeners, what do we really, really, really want? And then being able to get it, having the faith that Betty talked about and really having all of the desires that connect to your purpose. And I'd like to just end with a quote that I saw somewhere from Emerson that basically said, you know, as long as a man stands in his own way, everything seems to be in his way. And so in order to get out of our own way, I really think that we really want to focus on this auto-suggestion as relates to a definiteness of purpose, but also keeping in mind what's really important when we think about our enduring riches.
Thank you. That was excellent. I think with the thing that's so important is the statement that everyone ingrain enduring riches. There's so much to that. You know, we have spent a lifetime, or there are people that have spent a lifetime in being pounded every day about needing money. Money answers all things, okay? We understand that we need money to live. But it's enduring riches. It's something that takes you through life and needing the faith and everything to get it. And unlike we said earlier, it is the importance of the fact that we are designed to absolutely be able to control, and this is something Betty said, to control what comes into our mind. We're the only being on this earth that was designed to be able to absolutely control what comes into our mind, what reaches our subconscious, what we get through our five senses every day, what we see, what we feel, what we speak. All right? And so those are the things that gets down into our subconscious that changes what we do, takes us from good to great, takes us into our highest potential, takes us, elevates us to our higher self. Now, the book talks about that your subconscious mind resembles a fertile garden spot, in which weeds will grow in abundance if seeds of more desirable crops are not sown therein. Auto-suggestion is the agency of control, which an individual may voluntarily feed his subconscious mind on thoughts of a creative nature, or, by neglect, permit thoughts of a destructive nature to find their way into this rich garden of the mind. So I'm going to direct this first point to you, Betty, and I want you to talk to us about auto-suggestion. Let me read a few seconds, another statement, too. I'm sorry. It said, and this goes to Anne's point in terms of understanding what it is your definite purpose. The book gives you the idea of read aloud twice daily the written statement of your desire. It may be the desire for money. It may be desire to learn a specific trade. It may be desire for your family. It may be desire, something specific. To see it and to feel it. This is another something that Anne alluded to during her what she was talking about. To see it and to feel it. You can read something, you can do something, and you can be an autotron, but it doesn't matter until you feel it, until you have that desire, an emotional attachment to it. I think that's the word that I'm trying to say, an emotional attachment to what it is that you desire, then you don't actually have that feeling of possession. So now I'm going to go back to you, Betty, and then I'll probably direct the same question to Anne.
Okay. Well, Anne mentioned it's something that was very important when she talked about the definiteness of purpose, you know, those six steps. We do have to follow those six steps. And when we're talking about auto-suggestion, we're really talking about it's almost like programming our minds. And it's what we're feeding into our subconscious. But like you said, Sharon, we have to mix emotions with our desire and our faith. If we are saying something and we're not really feeling it, we're not really believing it, like one example in the book says, day by day and every way I'm getting better and better. But if that's said without emotion, it's not working. It's not effective. You've got to mix emotion and faith with your words in order to experience desirable results. Because your subconscious mind, And Napoleon Hill explains this very well, your subconscious mind recognizes and acts only upon thoughts which have been well mixed with emotion or feeling. So we have to emotionalize our belief. Price of ability to influence our subconscious mind is everlasting persistence. We have to apply these principles. For example, if I say, this is my best year ever, and I'm feeling it, I believe it, I can see it. And I started doing that about 3 or 4 months ago. And since I started doing it with feeling and emotion and faith, I've seen my income increase by 40%. So, and it's not just about money. As Ann said, it's not just about money. She listed 12 things, and money was at the very bottom. It's also about getting better control of my health and my career and my overall well-being. Auto-suggestion, that third step to riches, is a very, very important step. And there's a reason it's third, because first you've got to have that desire. You need that burning desire. And then you've got to have faith that backs up that desire. And now you've got to do something tangible. You've got to start putting those thoughts into your subconscious mind that are going to bring about the desired results. So that's my last point.
Very good. Thank you, Betty. Listen, I'm going to direct that same thought to Ann, but I'm going to make this statement before I ask Ann to come on. I'm seeing that we have callers, and I want you to remember that if you would like to make a comment, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and I will see a hand raised or a sign in the studio saying that you would like to make a comment. I just wanted to make sure that the people that are listening know that. Okay, so now I'm going to go to Ann. And Betty was talking about the emotional attachment. I think you already heard it, so I'm not going to review everything. But Betty was making good points. She was building upon what you were talking about in terms of the steps of riches and how you introduce auto-suggestion into your everyday life. Can you talk to us about, take us deeper into the subject about auto-suggestion and how you introduce that into your everyday life?
Sharon, what I'd like to do along those. Sharon?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had to open your mic.
Thank you. Napoleon Hill talked about the fact that when we use the term auto-suggestion, it really applies to all suggestions, as we've read and as we've heard. Sometimes we don't realize that every word we speak, every thought we think is internalized into our bodies, our subconscious, our psyche, our cells, our bloodstream, and it manifests itself. And this is why it is so very important to get control and take power. We have dominion. We have dominion over everything, but oftentimes we think it's everything outside of us, but it's also everything inside of us. So from the time we wake up in the morning, that determines how your day will go. You are automatically suggesting to yourself. That's why I can't listen to the news at night, because I am programming how my night will be based upon the last thing I saw, read, or felt before I go to bed. And a lot of times you can't eat anything as we get older, because the body's going to also do the same. That is suggesting how the rest of the day, the week, the month is going to be. So taking the 6 steps to riches, and I'll just use those as an example because we're talking about auto-suggestion, but what does it really look like? I'll use the example that we have been demonstrating in our lives as it relates to using this book as we mastermind every week. We take the 6 steps to riches that Napoleon Hill talks about. Step number 1, how much money do you want? Step number 2, what are you going to do to get it? Step number 3, how soon do you want it? Step number 4, itemize, describe, write out exactly how you're going to get it. Step number 5 is to create a statement. Now, here we go with auto-suggestion. Step number 5 is to create a statement, which is an affirmation statement. You are now affirming how much you want, when you're going to have it, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. Now, step number 6 is where auto-suggestion comes in. And I want to say this, that this auto-suggestion does not have to relate to money. Like Betty said, you can get up and tell yourself you feel good. You can get up and look in the mirror and tell yourself you look good and smile every day and carry yourself. You are confirming and programming yourself automatically based upon the words you speak on what you're going to do. So number six, go back to what does it really look like? Number six says that every morning when you rise, you're going to repeat this statement. Now you're programming your mind. Every night before you go to bed, you're going to repeat this statement. Now you're programming your thoughts and your ideas through the night to come up with suggestions, creative ways in which to manifest this. Auto-suggestion works the same way in your life financially. Just imagine if you took a $20 bill and you automatically invested it where a company comes into your account, automatically takes out $20. Automatic suggestion. Now, automatically you are going to be financially free at retirement age from a $20 bill because you have automatically programmed your finances. Automatically, if you smoke a pack of cigarettes every week, you are automatically programming yourself to be ill. Auto suggestion says that if you get up and you take your vitamins and you take a walk and you think great thoughts, you're automatically programming your body to be well. So when we think about auto suggestion, it relates to every single area of your life. If I automatically take my mail when I take it out of the mailbox and I automatically put it in my car, and I do that every day, every day, every day, every day. After a while, you'll begin to see, and this is what's happening with one of my neighbors. She takes her mail, she puts it, she sits in her car for 30 minutes. She goes and she lays it down. Her mail is to the roof of her car, to the roof of her car. She's an elderly lady. She's had so many accidents. They clean out her car, and a few months later, within a year, her mail is all the way to the roof. Why? Because she has programmed her mind and herself to sit in her car, automatically, auto-suggestion, read her mail, sitting in the car, and lay it down, lay it until it piles up. So that's my interpretation, Sharon, and my comments relating to the power of auto-suggestion. What does it look like, and how do we really exhibit it in every single area of our life?
Thank you. That's very good. Something that I want to add to this, and it's possibly I want to add to it because I'm reading through the book as we have this discussion, and it's something, the fact that what we're talking about is not hard, all right? It's just something that you must do with consistency, and I think that's something that Anne said. We can control what comes into our mind. So when we have conversations with people and they want to say, okay, I'm okay under the circumstances, well, you're not designed to be under the circumstances. You're designed to be over the circumstances. Well, it's not about that. It's about I'm better every day in every way, okay? It may not be easy. The book says that, not to get frustrated over, the first one or two times and not being able to do this consistently, all right? But it's through consistency that you will get control over your mind. We don't get anything, something for nothing. It's kind of like, building your muscles, all right? You do it by lifting a pound, and doing 3 and 4 reps. Well, after a while, that gets to be nothing. So then you lift something heavier, and you lift something heavier until you start seeing that muscle bulge. Well, actually, we're talking about that brain muscle bulging, and then your brain muscle reacting to, our reality. I was reading a book and listening to someone speak, and he said, we are the prophet of our own life. And that's what Anne was talking about. Anne was talking about speaking into the atmosphere, everything. Betty was saying this also. Speaking into the atmosphere every day about who you are. But it's not just speaking it. Anne said that you have to write it down. You have to write it down, make a plan. And sometimes what you need is not the same thing every day. I've heard Betty say, sometimes I need something different. I think that, Betty, can you talk us through this again? Because you were talking about sometimes I have to talk to my body. Sometimes I have to talk to my money. Sometimes I have to talk to different areas of my life. Can you talk us through that, Betty? Did I put Betty on?
I'm sorry, Sharon, I was on mute. Yes, I can speak to that because sometimes one of the areas that we mastermind in might stand out because it might be in more need of being developed. For example, maybe my health. And there are times when I have to say, now, listen, Betty, this is what you need to do. And sometimes I may have to just write it down and remind myself every day, I am going to do this to make my health better. I am going to drink more water. I am drinking more water every day. And like I said, when you do this, you do it with emotion. You do it with faith because you have a desire to be healthy. It's not always, like Ann said, a desire to be just rich. That's just one of the 12 riches, okay? So, yes, I have to speak to myself. I have to pull out an area sometimes and focus on an area. We try to live these balanced lives. We mastermind 10 areas, but sometimes there might be one or two areas that need just a little bit more work. And we have to speak to ourselves, talk to ourselves. And in the book, Napoleon Hill gives a summary of instructions. You know, go to a quiet place just before you go to sleep at night where you won't be interrupted, you won't be disturbed. Just close your eyes and repeat that statement that you had written down somewhere, you repeat it to yourself just before you go to sleep. That's the best time to program your mind. Just before you drift into that state of sleep, you say whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. And then when you do that, you repeat it night and you repeat it daily, every night, every morning. And the third thing you do, that written statement, put it where you can see it. When I write it down, I make 5 or 6 copies. When I open the medicine cabinet, or the cabinet in the bathroom, I can see it. It's taped there. If I pull out my nightstand drawer, there's a statement there. Tucked somewhere in my Bible, there's a statement there. So I make sure that I can see this statement all the time on a regular basis, whatever area I am zeroing in on. So that's basically what I do. Thank you, Sharon.
Very good. Thank you. I see that we have a number of callers, but we have one caller that has their hand raised. I'm going to open your mic. The last 4 digits of your telephone number are 0771. But for those others that are listening, if you would like to, if you would press 1 on your keypad, I will see that your hand is raised and that you have a question. But right now, I'm going to open the mic for a caller with the last 4 digits of 0771. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is
Charles. Yes, sir. Do you have a comment or a question?
I have a comment. I coach gymnastics, and part of our training is to visualize any goal that we have. In our studies, we know any thought you have comes out as a picture in your mind. So we're always drawing pictures of the skills that we want to work on, and we practice that over and over and over again. That will help us achieve the skills, but we have to do all the work ahead of time. We have to do all the exercising and all the strength development and the flexibility development. And I feel that that's part of the process of what you're talking about, being prepared to be wealthy, being prepared to be successful.
Thank you. That was really good.
It just doesn't happen because we have the dream or the goal. We have to prepare and work for it.
Very good. Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay.
That was a good addition. The reason why that was a good addition is because both Betty Ann said, auto-suggestion prepares you for all the goals in your life. And I really, really like the fact that you came on. I'm also very glad that you were listening to us today because it also talks about, you know, Ann talked about enduring wealth. You know, for the person that is a gymnast, it is performing that action well. You know, they may not be extremely wealthy, but they will be nationally and internationally known. So it's important that they put forth their higher self. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Do you have any parting thoughts?
Just like in gymnastics, just keep practicing.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to close your mic. And now what I'd like to do is go back to Anne, if she can come on, please. Now, Anne, we've covered a lot of territory this morning. And I'd like for you to take us to the next level in terms of, you know, Anne, talk to us about what you do in the morning. Anne talked about what you do at night and what you do placing your thoughts in different areas of the house. But you and Anne practice something as part of auto-suggestion every morning to set the tone of your morning. Can you walk us through that?
Absolutely. What you're referring to is I call it a date with myself. So every day I have a date with myself. I rise very early in the morning, around 4, and I have basically a ritual. And that ritual includes visualizing what I want what I want to give thanks for, and actually giving thanks. But also, as a part of that giving thanks, I do an exercise called Morning Pages from Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way, where she talks about, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you just free flow write. Actually, you're doing a purge, and I like to share with people that I coach, you know, when we get up every morning, most people have to go and relieve themselves physically. But just imagine if you could not relieve yourself the first day, you could not physically relieve yourself the second day, the third day. What would happen, and automatically people are going to say you will become ill. Exactly. Physically, you will become ill. Well, the same applies in our spiritual and our mental life. Emotionally, if we don't find a way to emotionally, mentally relieve ourselves on a daily basis, all those thoughts, all those emotions, they back up. They back up on us. We get headaches. We get ill. We get sick, and we don't really know why. But it's more emotional that internalizes, becomes physical. So for me personally, every morning I journal. I journal whatever's on my mind, whatever the thoughts are, and that's my way to relieve whatever is there. Just like I relieve myself physically, I relieve myself emotionally and mentally on the page. And once I'm done with that, now I'm free emotionally, mentally, spiritually to now pick up my Bible and read some encouraging words. I also, one of my favorite books is called My Utmost for Its Highest by Chambers. And I read, he has like a daily devotion. I read in that book. And I read through, even if it's a page or a paragraph, 3 or 4 different books every single day. Napoleon Hill, when I take my shower, I'm listening to Louise Hay. And before I leave home, I'm listening to Napoleon Hill on CD. And that entire process for me is the way I automatically, in terms of talking about auto-suggestion, that's an example of how I am programming my day. And, of course, you know, my plans for today, I'm writing that out in terms of prioritizing my day for my for-profit organization and my not-for-profit activities that I've committed myself to. And oftentimes we don't think about the fact that we have 3 sets of 8, Sharon. We have 8 hours to work. We think nothing about giving our employer 8 hours of our day. We have 8 hours to sleep. We think nothing about taking 8 hours, some people 6 or 4 or 2 hours, and allowing the body and the mind to rest. But we also have a 3rd set of 8 hours to do whatever we choose we want with that 3rd set of 8 hours. And that's how I invest in myself, just like an investment in a bank account or a 401k, and that's how I set and command my day every day, 7 days a week.
Very good. Now, Anne said something, repeated it several times. She said, that's how I do it. The book says that this is something that you cannot cheat. Even if you desire to do so, the price of ability to influence your subconscious mind is an everlasting persistence of applying the principle described here. Now, for everybody, it's not the same. That's how Anne does auto-suggestion. Some of her actions to auto-suggest and put her day, her week in order, okay? All of us have something, another way of doing it. And Betty does it a little bit different. Stephanie, who is also a Palm Beach Life Planner, may do something a little bit different. She has to, because her lifestyle is totally different than the rest of ours. But I think the point of what Anne was saying and what the book is very specific in is that what you're doing is an everlasting persistence in applying the principles that you can develop the desired ability for a lower price that only you. Nobody can make you. Someone can talk to you about it and say, you know, okay, I see you doing the wrong thing, but only you can decide whether or not the reward for what you're striving is worth the price that you're willing to pay for it. And again, we say it's not hard. It's just something that you have to be consistent in. Now, one of the things that's interesting, when our caller raised his hand, he was talking about gymnasts. And the book says, and in life, you can be wise and you can be clever. We have seen gymnasts, we have seen athletes that are clever and that they do wisdom and they do funny things to attract attention. But it's not wisdom, it's not cleverness, it's what you've built up on the inside as to who you are and whose you are that's going to attract and retain. I think that's something that's really important and something that I'd like for either Betty or Anne to come on and talk to us about. It's attracting. It's sending that word out and attracting and then retaining, because it's like people notice you. And they kind of, I talked to a city commissioner once and she says, I give people the 3-minute rule. I listen to them for 3 minutes, because you can sound clever, you can sound wise, you can sound very smart for 3 minutes, but it's what happens after the 4th minute that everything starts falling apart. So either Betty or Anne, I want you to talk to us about retaining, and that's part of what auto-suggestion does. It's retaining. We have 6.5 minutes, and I'd like to at least use 4 minutes, and then we're going to use a minute of wrap-up, and then we're going to go to commercial, and then we will end the show. Betty or Anne? Well, until
I
one
vote
of them
for Betty.
Okay.
I vote for Betty.
Okay, Betty, are you on mute?
All right, while Betty's coming off mute, when you talk about internalizing, and really my favorite book says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the thoughts we think we do attract to us like thoughts. And those like thoughts and like people are drawn to us based upon what we are envisioning automatically, and whether we know it or not, as we project from the thoughts we think to the way we dress, from the way we walk, the way we give eye contact, the way we shake a person's hand, the way we stand, all of those nonverbal communications, the ones we can see and the ones we cannot see, automatically draw to us like individuals, and also like circumstances. And I like the fact that our caller talked about, you know, you can affirm this and you can affirm that, but you've got to practice and you've got to put it into action. And oftentimes we don't realize that if you don't, especially gymnasts, you've got to visualize that action before you take it. And you've got to visualize it in a perfect way. Because a lot of times we hear people talk about practice makes perfect, but it can be you're practicing it wrong. That's not going to make it perfectly right. It's going to make it perfectly wrong. So the same applies, Sharon, in every single area of our life as we attract like. Thanks.
Very good. Very good. And I'm going to add to that, if it's all right. The book says your ability to use the principle of autosuggestion will depend very largely upon your capacity to concentrate upon a given desire, and upon the desire becomes a burning obsession. Now, one of the things that Anne talked about that I want to add to is that when you focus on a thought, when you focus on a deed, when you focus on where you're going, as the book says, you concentrate so that when you have a friend or a circumstance that pops up and it looks good and you say, wow, you know, I'd like to do that for a day. But then you know it's outside of the area that you're focusing on, whether it's a focusing on sports, focusing on your craft in terms of business, whether it is focusing on your family, on your health, it takes you out of that line. It takes you out of your area of concentration. So you can knock that off your list and say, hey, you know what? That doesn't get me where I'm going. That doesn't support me in my focus. That isn't what I need for this point in time. So it helps you focus. You know, it helps you stay in concentration. I tell young people that beware of the person that calls you and say, hey, let's go out. Let's do this and let's do that. Because more than likely, they've already done their homework. The question is, have you done yours? And have you done what you need to do to make sure that you are successful for the next day? Do not ever let anyone pull you off your course. And it's easily done. So that's very good. I'm going to go back to Betty one more time, and if not, we're going to go to the next point. Betty, are you off mute? Can you talk now? All righty then. So we're going to go to the next point. It says that Anne mentioned this, but I'd like to bring it up. It says, let us here offer suggestions for the effective use of your concentration. When you begin to carry out the first of the six steps, which instructs you to fix in your own mind the exact amount of money or riches that you desire, you have to be specific. You have to be specific as to what it is that you want and what it is that you desire, all right? So let's go back and take a few minutes about what it is that we talked about today in terms of autosuggestion. You know, it's not something that you do just to be average. It's something that you do to take yourself from good to great. It is something that you not just to be mediocre. It is something that you do to develop yourself in specific ways to obtain a higher potential in life, and it's to elevate your inner self. The one thing that we didn't get to, and that was going to be our last point, is that your life is not for your own. It's for you to upgrade your whole family, for your territory, for the people that you influence every day. Well, I want to thank everyone that was on the call today. I thought it was an excellent call. And hopefully you will be with us next week so that you hear us finish up auto-suggestion, the third step to riches, and then we will go into specialized knowledge. Thank you. is what we have for today, and we'll listen for you to come and join with us walking through the book Think and Grow Rich every Saturday morning.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.